we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. I mean, this one, the one I'm sitting in, Alabama, y'all, Alabama. This show, whew, goes way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Big doings over here at Right Side. We got a lot going on. We're streaming the show online right now for those of y'all that want to pick it up through your interconnections, internet. We've also got it up on our social media. And of course, we're live on the radio and multiple stations across the northern part of our state. We love this audience and appreciate you guys, doing all you do to make us, feel like we're hitting the marks. Text messages are piling up. I'll get to those momentarily. I got to say though, you got the news today about Matt Gaetz.
Yeah, I was a bit surprised, honestly. If it was going to fail, I kind of expected him to ride it all the way. I did not expect him to withdraw beforehand.
Here's the story in case y'all hadn't heard. Matt Gaetz, Congressman Matt Gaetz from Florida, nominated by President Trump to be the next Attorney General, just withdrew his name from consideration. And he said he did it, and Trump even said he did it, because he did not want to be a distraction to the overall nomination process and to the new incoming administration. So, you know what that tells me, though, Bud? I mean, it just tells me he didn't have the votes, and he wasn't going to get there.
I mean, yeah, I fully understand why, and I appreciate his reasoning why, but I don't know, knowing how Matt Gaetz is, I kind of expected him, even if he knew he didn't have it, kind of be stubborn and go to the end. But I'm glad he did not do that.
I'm glad he didn't either, and I don't think that would have been the mature decision to do. Yeah. I also imagine that there was a discussion. It wasn't Matt going, well, Matt wants it and Matt doesn't want it and Matt's going to make it. I guarantee you, the Trump team said, Matt, this ain't working out, dude.
Yeah, I mean, I understand it's Matt Gaetz, but it also makes me worried. If there will be speed bumps from, in other words, I'm worried the Republicans in the Senate are not going to do their job to make Trump's nominations as smooth as possible. It's Matt Gaetz. You know, obviously he's the bit of the wild card, and people knew that this one may cause problems. But also, it makes me worry with the other nominations, like a Pete Hegseth or something, if that may cause issues.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I bet that there was also some negotiation. I bet that there was a Lisa Murkowski, name me some of my other just squishy ones, and I guarantee you they were in the center of it, and they were saying, we will vote against both Hegseth and Matt Gaetz, but if you get rid of Matt Gaetz, we'll give you the vote for Hegseth.
But that's just so – does this happen on the Democrat side? This is my problem with this, though. You know, I feel like Republicans get
– I'm not telling you it was good. I'm just telling you it's probably what happened.
Republicans can't get out of their own way sometimes, and it's annoying, but –
yeah, I'd love to believe it was all principle, but it's mostly because there's just different kinds of Republicans if you get down to it. All the Democrats seem to be pretty much in lockstep. People accuse us of being in lockstep. Shoot. Yeah. Listen, you've never seen the inside of one of our caucus meetings in Montgomery.
But that's part of the reason why they're so successful at what they do is because they are all unified, it seems, and the Republican Party is... It's too many times we're not unified enough.
Well, and I don't mind people having a differing opinion. I really don't. And I don't think you always have to be in lockstep. Mm-hmm. But on the things like this that I think are what I would consider to be, this is the team piece right here. A piece of legislation you may have a principal difference with, I get it. In this particular case, though, this is for the team.
Exactly.
And this is one where I think that the Murkowskis and others should just freaking get out of the way. Mm-hmm. Why would you not?
Yeah.
Well, why would you not is because they've got a beef with something and they needed something on their own. And you give me a little something over here, I might help you over there.
Put in their own interest above their constituents' interest. So.
Yes, that happens too. What is her name from Maine? I'm drawing a blank. What's the female senator's name from Maine who is so friggin' squishy? And I think she's actually up for re-election next time too.
Is it Susan Collins?
Susan Collins. Thank you very much. Yes. Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski. We used to have to deal with Mitt Romney. All said and done, there are some who would stand in the way just because they can. And there are some who will stand in the way because they want something first. And then there are some who will stand in the way because who knows what. Anyway, the bottom line is, I don't think Gates got out because of that report that they're talking about. I don't think so. I don't think Gates got out because Gates changed his mind. He didn't really want it. I think that Gates got out because truly it was a total distraction, and the only way they could make a deal on the others was to have Gates drop out.
So now, does he withdraw his resignation from...
I don't know. It's a great question. I don't know if it was a contingent resignation, like I'm offering my resignation, you know, pending the confirmation hearings.
I mean, he resonated pretty fast. I mean, literally the day he was nominated, yeah. I think, so...
And he may have had to, but yeah. But I don't know if that was a, like I said, a contingent resignation or if he's truly out. I would be shocked to find out that he can't go back to work.
Yeah, I think that with having the speaker, Mike Johnson, I hope he finds a way to.
There's going to be both state law and federal law as to what a resignation means and how it was presented. I don't have the answer to that sitting here right now. Interesting thing is one of the proposed replacements for AG is Senator Mike Lee, and I could see that. I like Mike Lee a lot. That guy is solid as a rock.
A lot of people want Ted Cruz.
I'd be happy with Ted Cruz.
He'd be good, but who would fill his spot in the... So I feel like we've talked about this before, but remind me, how does it... So like if Ted Cruz just won the Senate seat or, you know, won a re-election and then he goes to be AG, how do they go about filling that spot?
And every state may have a slight nuance in their laws, but typically if they are in the first half of their term, then there would be a special election. But in the interim, the governor gets to appoint.
Okay. So
I think what they would look at, though, is that Texas, Ted Cruz has had a very much closer election than some would think. They're going to want this to be in a place like a Florida where it's bright red, solid Republican governor, and a special election later on would very likely go Republican without trouble.
Yeah, and so, I don't want to make that Senate majority any tighter, you know, with taking Ted Cruz out.
No, so. We can't afford that. All right, listen, we got plenty more of that came from. Some of y'all are weighing in right now. Dave from Madison just says, Gates was just reelected. Couldn't he take his seat in January? Well, that's the point, Dave. We're talking about the fact that he also just tendered his resignation because he was being considered for AG. So, yes, he was just reelected. I don't know what extent his I tell you what, while we're sitting here, if you don't mind, just Google it. Can Gates go back to Congress and see what happens? Let's see what we can find out. Brian from Decatur. It's going to be the quarter of sexual assault allegations and wrongdoing allegations that happened 10 to 20 years ago, all of a sudden popping up out of nowhere. And the reason the Democrats will do this is because they know the Republicans will crumble like they did with Gates. I don't think Republicans crumble with Gates, Brian. The Gates thing was already out there. The Gates thing was already happening and the Gates thing was already under seal. And, the Republican Speaker of the House was demanding that report stay under seal because it did not have the ability to be, in other words, it was not a conviction. So why would you do that to a man's life to bring up things that were alleged that were then cleared? So Brian, the Republicans didn't cave on anything to do with Gates. I think what they're looking at right now is there were a couple of Republicans who would not vote for Gates, but generally speaking, Republicans did not cave for Gates. Mike from Athens, Bongino mentioned Mark Levin. Wow. Wow. Wouldn't that be a hoot? Can you imagine Mark Levin?
That would be unconventional, appears to be the way that they're picking people right now.
Scott from Athens says, if McConnell, Murkowski, Thune, and Cornyn don't like the picks by Trump, they ought to run for president themselves. I agree. But I will say this, Scott, and this is almost like I sound like I'm trying to give them an out. I'm not. The Senate was elected with part of their role being the confirmation. And that's why the confirmation process exists, is for checks and balances. I mean, think about some of the chuckleheads that the Senate should have said something about when Biden put his cabinet together. Chuckleheads, complete chuckleheads. And they got the job. And that's because Democrats all stuck together and got it done. But the truth be told, the Senate confirmation process is there for a reason, is to prevent things from happening that shouldn't happen in terms of people being in charge. That being said, I think in this case, we recognize that this is a train we should all be getting on. Greg from Athens says, Gates, art of the deal. Yeah, that's what I think too. I think Gates was part of the art of the deal. I'm not going to be a bit surprised to find out that Gates wasn't just some kind of a red herring. You know, he was the loss leader. They put him out there as the opportunity to have a throwaway, or at the very least, they knew it'd be controversial. If they had to get rid of it, they would. John from Huntsville says, Phil, spectacular monologue. Also, did you hear that a prominent cryptocurrency entrepreneur bought a piece of conceptual? What? Okay. No, I hadn't heard all this, and I'm not going to read the whole thing. But thank you, John. Modern art critique is not what I'm here for right now. By the way, he wants to hear about your football pick'em. He wants to hear Boomer. That's going to be good. Boomer's his football pick'em guy.
Yeah.
Tim from Madison says, Senator Phil Williams for governor. Rangers lead the way. Thank you. I appreciate it, Tim. That job eats people.
Yeah.
Bruce from Springville says, to be a real leader involves being a risk taker, serving by example, taking ownership of your actions. Indeed. TL from Huntsville says, Phil, another hard-hitting, direct, and honest monologue, blunt, but not degrading. We need upfront leaders, and a course correction. It is one thing, quote, it is one thing to show a man that he is in error. It's another thing to put him in possession of the truth. That's John Locke. Wow. TL must have like a book of quotes.
Yeah. So in terms of Gates, what we were talking about earlier, I've read several articles, and they're saying that the reason he put in his resignation so quickly is because it was 2 days before the House ethics report was going to be released about him. So now that he's not in the House, Mike Johnson has used that to not release the report, claiming that it's very unlikely that he would come back because, quote, you know, he doesn't want that report coming out, you know, whatever. I don't know how true that is, but some people are skeptical if he would come back. So the Independent said that, and then also Forbes said that. In the articles I read, Newsweek as well. But somebody also mentioned that he could come back as a senator potentially. So, and that would
well, Rubio needs replacement. You know, the juxtaposition we have here now is that Rubio is vacating his seat. I feel confident Rubio is going to get, you know, approved or confirmed as Secretary of State, which means that the governor of Florida has to appoint his replacement. And I guarantee you, at this particular moment, Matt Gaetz is in the running to be a U.S. senator.
So basically the summary is, yes, he could, probably not because of the report, allegedly, but senator, having him fill Rubio's spot seems more likely. So maybe we'll see Senator Gaetz.
But if he's scared of the report, why go back at all? Here's the other thing, too. That House Ethics Committee, it's not just one report that exists in all of, you know, a perpetuity here. There's a bunch of members of House, and listen, it's like any corporation. Don't think, well, they're all corrupt. They're all out there cheating on their wives. Stop it. No. What you have is people will look at someone and say, I want to make an allegation. Sometimes they're true, sometimes they're not. House Ethics looks into all of them. They have a long history of files on people that are considered confidential because they could be defamatory. They can be used. By the way, some of these folks have security clearances. They have top-ranking intel committee positions. The last thing you want is the enemies of our state using that as leverage in a blackmail operation. So these things are kept confidential for a variety of reasons. And I have to say, if they release Matt Gaetz's, they better release them all, brother. I mean, just go ahead and why don't you just open up that Pandora's box. Let's see what spills out of it. And I guarantee you there's a few sitting members of the body that do not want that to happen.
The same people who are going after Gaetz. Probably, throwing stones from a glass house.
Probably from a glass house. Thank you very much. Casey, your June bug from Hartsell says, I've been thinking about the very thing you discussed in your monologue. That I recently visited the state capitol in Arkansas, and I told Sarah Huckabee Sanders, clerk, that I wish she could be our governor in Alabama. I just got back from Florida. I spoke to several people who bragged on Ron DeSantis repeatedly for the job he's doing in Florida. I couldn't think of anything to brag on about our governor. Hopefully someone can step up to the plate in our next election and the people of Alabama will choose wisely. Junebug, appreciate you. Jeff from Indiana says, feels like they say it took a Jimmy Carter to make a Ronald Reagan, just like it takes a Joe Biden to make a Donald Trump. Hopefully the voters will now figure out which does more damage to a country, a mean tweet or feckless leadership, because one will hurt your feelings and the other will put you in a body bag, and I know which one I voted for. Maybe you should think about that next time you vote. Last one for the break, JD from Hartsell says, say what you will about, I'm not going to use the derogatory name for Ms. Kay Ivey, but he says for Kay Ivey, she still has the best political ad ever. Bless your heart. Otherwise, I have to agree, he says. All right, there's more text, and I got stuff to start with, but right now we got to take a break. Got to give some of our sponsors an opportunity for their plugs. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.